like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Boersma, along with Vern Boersma, Ken Boersma, and Dan Boersma. And we are here with my parents, Ralph and Karen Boersma, and really taking a look at leaving a legacy. And how do we leave that legacy? And what kind of a legacy do each one of us want to leave for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and really for all future generations? If you do have any questions on anything that we cover today, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. The question that we'll be talking about today is, again, for Ralph and Karen Boersma. Question is, it seems like each of your children have a very strong work ethic and strong financial management skills. Any idea as to the parenting actions you took to create that in each one of the kids, and suggestions as to how to do that in the world in which we live today, which is in many ways very different than the world that you guys, you know, raised your children in? So, Mom or Dad, I'll leave it up to you guys to, either one can start and share your ideas on how you guys might have done that.
Dad, did you want to start, or?
One of the things that helped greatly was...
If you could kind of shout, Dad, so we make sure we get you on the recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom and I have a very strong likeness in a number of areas, priorities, and I think that when you have both parents pulling in the same direction, that it makes a tremendous difference. And I think that we believed in giving our kids responsibility early on. We believed also in helping them, support them in areas of critical need, such as bad weather and a newspaper that needed to be delivered. With that being true, I think we gave ownership to our kids on things. It wasn't an allowance. We never did do allowances. We had ways in which that they could make money, and as well as doing work that didn't bring in money, which we also thought was a very needed balance to the pursuit of independence.
Thank you, Dad. Mom?
Well, maybe I agree with him 100%. I think one thing that has come to my mind since you even said this was that we got paper routes for you guys, and we didn't let you stop them when you got tired of them. And I think a lot of it was we helped you do it. We helped you accomplish it. Dad would get up and take the Tribunes and drop them off at Thornwell for Vern, and when it was bad, and when you guys had sports at Romeoville, we delivered your afternoon papers and came down then. And so I think it's a family work thing, Carrie did babysitting, and I guess Dan did some of that too, but we believed in keeping the kids busy. And like Dad says, it was from both of us. We were both brought up kind of the same way, and that helps a lot.
Nice. Vern, Dan, Ken, any thoughts, questions that you guys had for Mom and Dad?
For me, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been at home. But I remember one of the things that the choices were, you can work hard for Mom at home and get no money, or you can go out and get a job and work less hard and make more money. So that was an easy decision for me on which way to go. And so I appreciate Mom and Dad's perspective. All that they've said is true. I remember doing the paper route, and I'm not a morning person, but you know, I had to do it on the Chicago Tribune when it was really, you know, it was a big route, and I still remember coming back. I thought for sure I had frostbite, And but Dad helped. He made a travel thing for me, and so Mom and Dad's perspective that it's not like they just said go get a job and come back. You know, they helped. They did what they could. They were out there doing it as well, and made it as accommodating as you can. There's just no good way to go in the Chicago weather, and you're going to have some hard work. So, not exactly fond memories, but I do remember. You know, it was a really good day when I could go work at McDonald's inside the element, and that's pretty much carried through for my entire career.
Nice. Ken, Dan, anything that either one of you have to questions or thoughts?
Yeah, this is Dan. I've got a question. Did Mom and Dad, did you guys use, or did you find out that the same formula applied to all the kids? Because we have three kids, and two of them are significantly different from each other, and it's not the environment, it's really them. And how they handle responsibility and how they do certain things. Do you have any idea of, or did you tailor make any of your discipline or the way that you handle kids differently based on who they were individually, or did you use the same formula for everybody?
I don't recall having different formulas. I remember going on your route once. And because you felt like yours was the hardest, and it was hard, and it was cold, and I just remember that it really opened my eyes. But as far as I don't think so. Although I think that can apply, but the work ethic doesn't come without challenges. But you just have to do it. I mean, it wasn't a question on. Do you want to do this, you know? But we did help out, you know, like in the afternoon so you guys could play sports. We delivered the papers and so that you could do the sports. That was important, too. And so I don't know if that answers your question. Kids are different, but I don't think we gave a choice. Carrie delivered some papers, but hers was more in babysitting. And I think you babysat sometimes when she had more than one babysitting job. And then, of course, then the homes thing, cleaning came up there, and so that included all of you guys at different times, too. And when I look back on it, I don't think we followed up like we should have on that. We just let you guys do it, and maybe we should have followed up that you did it right and so forth, but anyway, that we might have failed on that one, but you were older then.
Dan, does that answer your question, or do you have follow-up on that?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Ken, any thoughts that you have or questions?
He may have gotten off.
Yeah. So one of the things, I think we're just about at the 10 minutes. We try to keep this particular segment at 10 minutes so you can get in and get, you know, Mom and Dad's perspective. We do have a Q&A kind of questions where everybody, the spouses, the sisters, the cousins of all ages can participate and ask questions or dialogue about things. And so I know one of the things that'll come up, I hadn't really thought about the unity part. And so Dad saying that was very intriguing. And I'm like, huh, that's pretty cool. What if you don't have, you know, what if you don't have unity, you know, or same perspective? And so one of the questions that will come up in the Q&A time today is, you know, what if you don't have unity and perspective in that or the same prioritization of that? That's one question. And then the second question is, how do you balance between relational things and work? Do you integrate those? How do you integrate them? What do you do on those type of things? And so, you know, I think when I look at, you know, my marriage, definitely I would be the one. Both Roseanne and I are very hard workers, but she does not think probably the same that I think about the kids and what they're working. And so how do you balance the different perspectives of a husband and wife? And then how do you balance that with relationships and just having fun. So that'll be some of the things that we'll talk about in the Q&A. Again, if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you have any questions, we'll give you in the future, and we might have in the future where not only you can like listen to the what's being said, but you could actually maybe see some things on the screen. And we'll give you a website you can go to where you can get this and other questions answered as well. And then you can also submit a question. And so if you have a question for, you know, Ralph and Karen Boersma or any of the brothers or sisters or nieces or nephews or anybody connected to us in any way, you'd be able to submit those questions. So again, if you do have any questions, connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for participating. Really appreciate you guys' feedback. All right, let's go into the Q&A time. Mom and Dad, did you have any questions or thoughts or follow-up on what Vern or Dan said or I said?
Well, you were talking about the unity part. Did you want feedback on that one?
Sure.
And, Dad, you can pop in anytime you want to. I think the important part is to come to an agreement and learn together. You know, there's no doubt that you're not going to come up with the same results if you're not unified. But if you can take and give and then be unified in some way, you know, maybe if one of you feel like the kids need to work harder, then kind of go halfway and or something. But I think probably one thing, Dad, see if you agree, we probably didn't have enough pleasure, but we didn't mix pleasure with work very often. Right, Dad?
We did or didn't?
We didn't. When we worked, we worked.
He said, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he said probably. But do you have any additional thing on that, Mark? Do you want more or you want...
Well, yeah, the thing is it's... And then what results are you looking for? You know, obviously hard work is something, you know, great-grandpa and grandma Boersma, you know, William and Leon Boersma, my grandparents. So it seems like in the Boersma family, a hard work ethic has always been, you know, very, very strong. And that's just part of, I think, who the Boersmas are. I think the Ninsehauser side, I think that's also very strong. The balance between the work, the play, relational, you know, those type of things, it's like how do you get an ideal balance between, you know, those things, you know, I don't...
See, when you were,
do you guys feel that there was a good... Do you feel there was a good balance there or not?
Well, I guess to justify it, own mine, Sundays after church on Sunday night was always playtime of some kind. A lot of times, I think, on Sunday afternoons, it was basketball out on Ray Street, you know, playing as a family. And then we felt like the sports was a playtime, but we didn't have a lot of game times. Right, Dan? You got any input?
Okay.
Yeah. But
cool.
Maybe it wasn't enough.
Yeah, and I'm not making any judgment because I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I know that... You know, I battle with that. You know, I remember you saying to me, Mom, right before we got married, you said, hey, Mark, I'm a little concerned, you know, about you. You brought up really strong work ethic, and, you know, I'm concerned you might be a workaholic and you might not have enough time. You know, it might not take enough time with your wife and kids, so just remember one thing. And that is, I've never seen anyone on their deathbed that said they wish they spent more time working. And I don't know if you remember that conversation, Mom.
Oh, I definitely do, and one of the reasons was I think you had five jobs at one time or something.
Right.
You know?
And so my response to you was, well, Mom, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen anybody on their deathbed that said they spent enough time with their family?
Yeah.
And so for me, it's been, you know, and that was probably when I was 19 years old, it's been a intriguing question that I've had, that it's like you never can put enough time, supposedly, you never put enough time in family, husband, wife, kids, spiritual. So no matter how much time you put into people, it often seems like it's never enough, and that doesn't seem like, you know, a smart thing either, so I don't know. Cousins, nieces, nephews, aunts, any questions you have for Grandpa and Grandma on that subject, or any of the uncles?
Is there anything that you did when the kids were, like, younger, like, little, to start out that hard work ethic?
Yeah, is this Ginger Ann?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. We, very young, when they're like your Daniel's age, they learn to pick up their own toys. That was a big deal. And we carried that through the nurseries at church, too. But I didn't pick up after them. They had to pick up themselves. And I think it's a good, I think that's starting the work ethic there. And then we let them help when they were old enough as far as doing dishes. And not, that wasn't all work, but it was, they liked to do it at that time. Liked to play in the water and stuff. That's part of teaching cooking. And so it's just the everyday thing. They'd help with setting the table and clearing the table and stuff like that. So I think that it starts when they can walk, almost. You start the work ethic part of it.
Dad, any thoughts you have?
The general story that just came to my mind a little bit ago was we had a neighbor at Appleton that was never a great friend of our kids, but he had a bunch of, he would sell produce out of the back of his truck. He came home one weekend and had a half a pickup load of sweet corn that was going to go to uselessness if he didn't find some place for it to go. So he proposed a deal to me, and he said he was pretty sure about how much there was, and so he wanted to agree to a certain price per cob. And I said, well, anything over so many, it was several hundred, I said would be like 2 cents an acre or something. And that was a frugal decision on my part, and each of you kids benefited because poster wagon was one means of going through the neighborhood. I think you probably had bicycle and with whatever, and I think that was kind of a family too. I think that was neat, and then entirely different venue, but our kids would remember Emmanuel's Land Investment Group, and it was an opportunity that all of us as parents, as kids, that had some money to invest it. A unsure end product, but nonetheless provided a way to develop church property that would have been difficult anyway.
And Mark, that one scared me to death. I prayed so hard that you wouldn't lose money, that the kids wouldn't lose money on that, and God blessed it. But that was Dad's. That was Dad's deal. That's his business thing. He had it in him.
Cool. All right. Any other cousins, nieces, nephew, aunts that have any questions for Grandpa or Grandma on work ethic or the financial, or any of the uncles?
I just got on, so I haven't heard it. This is Lawrence Ladwig.
Hey, Mr. Ladwig, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Great to have you on. Any other questions for Grandpa or Grandma Boersma or any of the uncles as it relates to hard work ethic or you know, financial side?
Mom?
Yes.
Rosanna. So, yeah. Overall, as you look past, in the past, now that you're, like, on the other end, would you have done anything differently?
Probably spent more time with the kids in fun time. We didn't do it every, we didn't make birthdays a big deal every year. One year we did, and Dad made the birthday cakes. The kids, we chose what they wanted, and Dad would make them. That was an exciting year. I don't know if the kids remembered. Some of them were pretty young. Probably it would be spending more recreational time with them, although we did do sports, but maybe we were so busy in church work that if there was a mistake, it was just that every night, you know, and that wasn't good. That would probably be one thing that I would say we should do different, was take out one night a week for just family and no interruptions unless it was a life or death matter. Dad, do you have anything?
Okay, on the flip side of that.
Just a second, Rosanna. I'm sorry, Dad, were you going to share something?
No, he said that was...
Okay, go ahead, Rosanna.
So on the flip side of that, and looking over it all, what do you think you did the best in with the kids? Something that you think all the kids had a takeaway with? Would it be the work ethic, or is there something else that you thought they should have caught that they didn't catch?
I personally think it's the work ethic. One thing that I did not agree with Dad on was leaving the kids alone when we went calling. I didn't like that, but I went along with it because I really felt like I needed to obey him. And so we left the kids on their own more than I would have chosen to. But I think God protected them. I know they did things that I would never have agreed to, and if I would have been home, it wouldn't have happened probably. But it could have. I don't know. But I do appreciate how we stuck together. I don't know if there's anything else in her.
Dad, and how about you? The things that you thought you guys did the best?
Yeah, I hope we provided not only a balance, working hard, but that all the treasures of this world are not enough to trade for godliness.
Nice. Excellent. Rosanna, does that answer your question?
Uh-huh.
Anyone else have any questions for Grandpa or Grandma on this particular topic?
I've got a quick one.
Yes.
What did you teach your children as it regards to delayed gratification? Like buying cars, buying houses, big purchases, you know, not buying stuff on credit. What did that look like?
Dad, did you want to answer that? Okay. Spending money, I remember when Vern went to buy a car, and they had to save the money before they bought it, and I don't know if he went the first time by himself. Anyhow, it was a clunker, and Dad didn't allow him to buy that. And then he ended up letting him buy a Firebird, which shocked everybody. I mean, Dad let Vern buy a Firebird, a sports car, but it was save the money to have it ready, pay cash. Not always did they, but most of them, I don't know, maybe they can tell me that I'm not right on that. But that was the ethic from the very beginning. And one thing I did want to say, that when the kids earn money, this was very, very early in life, that we just sat down with them, 10% went to God, and then we figured out the different percentages. Maybe to, I don't know, don't remember it. They probably do. 10% for spending that they could have to spend or do whatever. And there was a big amount of saving, putting in savings accounts. They had savings accounts to get interest, which that's not very good today, but we got more interest in it. And then some was college fund, too. But very, when they started earning any money, that's what we sat down and worked out with them.
Josh, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else have any other questions?
I just wanted to add to Mom's thing. I remember the car. I think it was a blue or a purple Nova. It was all souped up. The engine looked, I mean, it was just a, you know, it was kind of a hot rod type of car. And Dad said no. We actually went to a car dealership and got the Firebird that I got, but it wasn't, you know, tinkered with. It was a good running machine. Didn't get a very good gas mileage, but again, I remember that. And, you know, to a high degree, I've done that the same way with my kids, from a standpoint of they get approval. And, you know, even now when my kids are out on their own, they seek counsel from people that have expertise in this kind of stuff. Because not only do you need to have the money, you need to be able to afford it, but it needs to be a good buy, too. And so, you know, those things are coupled together. Just because you have the money doesn't mean you should spend it on that particular item.
One thing, excellent, Vern. One thing, Josh, that's pretty interesting to me is I remember us counting up our money, sending it over to California, because we could get a little bit higher interest rate. I remember that, and I was probably 7, 8, or 9. I don't remember the 10% tithe. I don't remember the savings. I don't remember any of that. But that's very intriguing because the tithe, I don't ever remember my parents saying that I needed a tithe, it was expected to tithe. I just remember when I started making a lot of money, it was just a given. I just did it. It was already programmed into me, and I couldn't figure out why. And so it's interesting to hear that there's things that were done to me, for me, with me, that I have no recollection of, but still seem to influence me very substantially throughout my whole life. Other questions? Okay, what we're going to do is close out this particular topic, and so we'll do that here in just a minute, and then it'll be open Q&A, any topic, any subject from anybody who wants to talk about anything. This particular recording will close out here, and the other part won't be recorded. If you, again, do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. God bless. And